Okay, sun check, birds check, kids playing check. Yes, sir. Looks like everything's hunky-dory in the world of Hugh Neutra. Sweet leaping. The defiler of beloved lawns everywhere. My response must be swift and brutal.
Hey, Neutron. Just give the old hedges a little trim before they start throwing off pollen spores.
Yeah, Weezer, I'm gonna need my lawn lopper back.
Well, gee, Neutron, I gave that thing back weeks ago. You must have forgot.
Forgot about my Lawn Lopper 300 Pro Deluxe as seen on TV? I don't think so.
Well, it's probably in your garage. Why don't you check?
Actually, it's probably in your garage. I'll just go get it.
Hey, I already told you I gave it back, you wing-ding.
And I'm telling you, you didn't, tool hog.
Cheese brain.
Sneeze jockey.
Noodle head.
Just because my lawn is lush and silky, while yours is limp and hard to manage, doesn't
what? It? There's nothing wrong with my lawn.
Oh, please. Dandelions, gopher holes, and these tacky ceramic lawn kitties, please.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about your stupid lawn ducks? They're the laughingstock of the entire neighborhood.
You put that down right now.
Hey, look at me. I'm a stupid lawn duck.
Whoops. Chiquaxala.
Oopsie.
That is the last straw, Weezer. From this point on, we are mortal enemies.
Well, that goes double for me.
Jimmy, said Carl. From now on, we'll have nothing to do with him or anyone named Weezer or anyone who's ever wheezed.
But, Dad, Carl's my best friend.
Not anymore. Come on, Carl. From now on, the Weezers and the Neutrons are sworn nemesises.
I think you mean nemesis.
Yeah, don't correct our ignorant enemies, sir. Now, into the house. The air out here is thick with the stench of Weezer.
Bye, Jimmy. I'll never forget you.
Don't worry, Carl. This feud can't last forever. Jimmy to Carl, Jimmy to Carl. Are you receiving me?
Sure thing, Jimmy. I'm ready for our game of holographic star toad.
How about you then?
Aha! I knew it, Carl. I have nothing against you personally, but this is a Weezer-free home now.
Hi, Jimmy.
This isn't fair.
Now, son, I know this is hard, but you'll make other friends, non-Weezer friends.
But I want to hang out with Carl. And sooner or later, I'll invent a way to get around this feud.
Hey, thanks for reminding me.
Like this. You've got to do something.
Way ahead of you, sweetie. Fathers can be such silly heads. That's why I baked a brambleberry pie as a peace offering to the Weezers.
Of course. No one can stay angry when they're eating one of your pies.
They've never failed yet. I'll have this ridiculous feud straightened out in no time.
Good old mom. If anyone can get this mess back to normal, it's her. Gene, what were you doing in there?
I'm here to bring you and Carl back together through my exclusive Reach Out and Touch a Friend program.
What are you talking about?
Well, for just $4 a month, I'll secretly deliver messages between you and Carl. He's already selected a rap-themed greeting for an additional 3 cents a word. How are you? What's up? What's new? Look, our dad won't listen, but it's you I've been missing, and it makes me sad and blue, fool. Please respond. Your friend, Carl. $4, please.
Look, Sheen, this isn't necessary. My mom's over at Carl's patching up the feud right now.
No! Oh, sweet heavens! No! No! Oh, my! Somebody! Get my back! Get my back!
You knew my husband was allergic to brambleberry pie. You're just a dupe for that hateful husband of yours.
Hateful? You take that back.
Never. Allergy giver.
Venom spitter.
She witch.
Hag woman. Jimmy, I don't want you ever to mention the word Carl again.
Sheen, can you arrange a little get-together with Carl?
You're in luck, Jimmy. I'm having a special this month on super secret meetings. May I suggest a Mexican bandito theme?
Hi, Jimmy.
Carl, please. We have to do this by the book.
Oh, sorry. Hola, Senor Cactus. ¿Qué tal?
Look, can we just get on with this?
Whatever, dude. It's your money.
Oh, it's really good to see you, Carl. Do you have the components I asked you to bring?
Sure, Jimmy. Here's the perpetual motion gyro top you gave me last year.
And here's the non-sucking hydraulic loopy straw you gave me.
Great. My dad thinks he's cut me off from technology, but he forgot about Goddard. By combining these devices with extra parts from Goddard, I should be able to rig a chloroplastic crabgrass accelerator.
Jimmy, our dads hate crabgrass.
Exactly. Faced with an outbreak of crabgrass, they'll have to forget their feud and work together to save their lawns. There, this ought to do the trick. After all, science has never let us down before.
What about the time science almost made that meteor hit the town?
And the time science blocked out the sun and nearly created a second ice age.
Hey, okay. Science almost usually never lets us down. Ready, guys?
Wait! There's something we have to get settled. Okay, for contacting Carl, that'll be $3.75. Delivering the message in Spanish is another 6 pesos, so carry the one.
Come on! Okay, guys, here we go.
Great stinking bananas! No! Oh, this is all your fault, Weezer!
No. The crabgrass started on your lawn, Dewdrop. I guess this neighborhood just can't have nice things.
You're both wasting time. The only way to fight an infestation this big is for you to work together.
Never! No lawn is worth that.
Yeah, I'd rather be dipped in pickle juice and thrown to rabid weasels.
Ditto!
Goodbye, old friend. Avenge you, I will!
Drat! Wedge you by science again!
No! I can't let my friendship with Jimmy end like this!
Carl, what are you doing? Don't!
We need more crabgrass! More!
We need pruning power, pronto!
Mother, get the weed spray!
Thank goodness you boys are all right.
Ma'am, does this mean that the feud is over?
And Carl and I can be friends again?
Well, the Weezers and the Neutrons may have their differences.
But we'll just have to learn to get past them for the sake of the children.
You betcha.
I agree 100%. Just as soon as Weezer admits that he took my lawn lopper.
I did not.
Stupid head.
Moron face.
Yeah, mucus monkey.
Duck lover.
Duck lover?
You.
Okay.
I just remembered, Sam at the candy bar paid me to send a message to Mr. Neutron, and he's chosen a festive polka theme. Thanks for letting me in your lawn lapper, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. I'll return it in the next few days, yodelay, yodelay. That'll be $4, please. Of course, we could discuss a preferred customer discount.